last week we had this daughter and a husband, and one daughter from San Francisco. They got here Wednesday and stayed till the next Wednesday, and another one, her husband, and from Texas, they got here Tuesday, and these others Wednesday, and stayed till Sunday. And then the boy, his wife, and two children from Alabama, kind of Friday, stayed over till Sunday. And a lot of other out of town was in Mississippi. And see, Saturday night, one of the grandsons was getting married at Bahia up close to Memphis. We had to go to that. Well, then Sunday morning, we had to go to Liberty Chapel Church to a Wasson reunion. We've been doing that ever since we made this Wasson book, that once a year that we have a reunion up there at the Shady Grove one year and Liberty Chapel the next. They just 3 miles apart. And the older Wassons that came here from Georgia, most of them are buried in Liberty Chapel. There's a lot of Wassons in Shady Grove, but they are younger than some of those over at Liberty. But they had a reunion one year at one place and next year at the other. So we had to go to that Sunday. And so that's reading that. That's since last Tuesday, week ago, that you didn't know whether you were coming or going, or whether you're getting this house or not.
Meeting a whole lot of folks. Sometimes it's embarrassing to me to go to my family reunions because I can't remember the names of half the folks I meet, it seems like, or I can't recognize
them. Well, that's it now. When you just see them once a year like that, well, it is hard to remember.
Sure is. Did you have a fireplace in the house you grew up in?
Yeah, one I grew up in, the one that I stayed in. There was two in each one. The first one I went to when I married, and then the one I grew up in, we had two fireplaces.
Could you tell me how you built a fire in one?
Well, most of the time, you had to keep some dry kindling of rich splinters handy, so get ready to get the little fire started right quick, and then put your heavy wood on. And you could cover up a bed of coals at night, and the next morning, break the ashes off those coals and put some kindling on there, and you'd have a fire pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Did you have a big piece of wood that burned a long time?
Oh yeah, we had a big logs that we used to keep the fire going all day. And you had to have a big stick for the back stick, big log for that. And then put your smaller wood in front of it.
Did that back stick rest on anything?
Now what do you call it? Andirons?
Right, that's one word that's
well,
used.
Well, that's what I would call it.
Is that right? Had heard of fire dogs or dog
iron? Yeah, that's yeah. It. They had fire dogs or dog iron, but I always called them andirons.
Mm-hmm. That's
it. So that's it. It would rest on that.
Keep you pretty warm?
Oh yeah, that's it. If you hadn't